Welcome back to Instant Anime.
Just Add Music.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Jimmy.
Thanks for joining us. First time, welcome to the podcast where Jimmy and I listen to a song and make an anime for it.
Yeah.
So today's song is Hear the Wind Sing by G Friend, our good friend G.
That's what the G stands for.
Yeah, good friend. Absolutely. We've listened to this song, taken 5 minutes, and decided if this was the theme song for an anime, what anime would that be? We've taken our 5 minutes to write down our ideas separately, and now we're going to share them and combine the idea into a mega anime. That's pretty much what we do. It's instant because it's fast. It's only 5 minutes. You can make a ramen in that. Imagine that. But that's pretty much it. Like we share, we talk about it, we cast ourselves, put it in the title. We do it in a different order.
No frills.
Than that. Yeah. I mean, that's
straight
pretty much
down
it.
To it.
But we encourage you to listen to Hear the Wind Sing by G Friend. Search it up. Check out the link in the description. Hopefully we'll have a YouTube video to a music video.
I hope so. Remember last episode, Karinji with the dancing man?
That one actually.
That one rules so much.
The best thing.
That's the best one. If you haven't watched that for the last episode, we linked it in the description. You should check that out.
And it so matches the vibe we got, for lack of a better word. Like, it just,
it's so good.
It's what we wanted. It's what we saw, and it's what they saw too.
It's, the projection is so cool. Man, I love that music video.
I hope this one has one. Yeah, so I take that back. I guess we had one last time. It just feels like they've been fewer and further between,
which they have been,
so I'm not entirely losing it.
No,
which is wonderful.
We had to do it.
Yep,
it had to be done.
Yep.
Oh, well, here we are. Hear the Wind Sing by G Friend. Look it up.
Look it up. Maybe you already listened. Maybe you pause, listen now. Maybe you wait till the end. Maybe you never do. But we encourage it so you can follow along.
That's how we get our vibe.
Mm-hmm. Vibe check.
You might get a different vibe. That's the fun part. What if you come up with a totally different anime? Share it on our Twitter. We'll tell you about that at the end of the show.
Yeah. And some other things, too.
Okay.
But I believe that leads us to the sharing of ideas.
Instantly.
Okay. I'll hurry then. If you don't mind me going first.
Go ahead.
Okay. Just to start off, remember, huge spoiler, the end of Interstellar, where they'd like rebuilt the farm.
Oh, yeah.
For Matthew McConaughey.
The museum and its future.
And yeah. So you also, keeping that in mind, you've also heard of like the places, the little towns, villages, whatever you want to call it, that they have created for people that have like memory issues. And it looks familiar to them because it's old style. Lots of people with
kinda
that are like older. I feel like there's a pretty
like an Alzheimer's thing.
Yeah, or dementia. There's a pretty big one in like Germany, I want to say.
Sure,
but you'd
sounds
kinda
great, like a therapy thing.
Yeah. So keeping those things in mind,
this is dark already, and you haven't even said any of your idea yet.
Well, that's pretty much my idea. So something fairly traumatic has happened to this group of people. It needn't be mankind, but
it's okay. I got it. It's a red magic user woman.
Oh.
Just call her like red female wizard.
Okay.
And then there's like a robot man, and he sees very far with his robot. Let's call him like eyesight, and there's like a red witch. I mean, red sort of wizard. Her name maybe is like Bonda or like Blonda.
I feel like you're mocking me just a little bit.
No, I actually haven't seen that show. So
I haven't either. So, speaking of maybe spoilers,
I haven't seen the show.
I haven't either.
Wouldn't know how to spoil it if I.
But what if you just nailed it?
That did happen with Stephen King. He like called the end of The Mayor of Easttown was like a mystery
show.
He like called it when the season started. And he was like, oh, is it this person? And then he deleted that tweet because he's like, I guess it was spoilers because he called it 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you write mysteries,
you know, just
sometimes
know.
You know.
I also haven't watched that.
I don't watch TV.
What is that?
I watch all the Harry Potter movies.
They're all available currently to stream. Okay, anyhow.
Quick, though. Hurry. You're running out of time.
That's true.
Also, they're not good.
Oh.
I watched them all. I have the authority now.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
I feel nothing.
It was entertaining.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Shall I continue my idea, sorry. Though? All right. So, keeping in mind, like, a memory
thing. I'm sorry. Let's actually hear your idea.
Thanks. Something pretty traumatic happened to these people, this group of living beings.
Oh, multiple people.
And they had to leave the planet, their planet, in order to go live more safely in space.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the older individuals could not deal with both the trauma and the massive change, so they were put in a homeworld simulation.
Sure.
But
Earth, circa 1955.
Who's to say? This is in the future. But so it might be closer 25. Like it looks like today. More.
1925.
But a very
2025.
A very small amount of younger individuals also were sent to the simulations. But why is that?
Just for fun.
These people, they get glimpses that they see at night. What are those? And why does this place they're in seem so off? Something's just a little bit different. Were these people actually, like, forgetting things out of self-preservation, or was it far more sinister, and their memories were forcefully taken from them?
Ooh, spooky.
That's my idea.
That's cool.
I ran out of time.
Did we have something similar to this?
We had some sort of, like, space...
There was, like, a space... Rehab-ish there was, like, a really smart...
thing?
Computer person simulation? I don't know. Not like this, though. Okay. Not too similar.
Because I kind of was... As I was writing, I was like, did we have something?
I think... Anything that's sort of like dystopian, post-apocalyptic sort of, you know, they all kind of
mix together.
We have things that are named like Under the Dome or whatever, you know, it's all bubble.
Yeah.
Whatever. And there was the one we had with the crab mechs, and they were big,
mm-hmm.
and they were keeping something from the children, much like Darling in the Franks.
Yeah.
Because we had just finished that, and that obviously was like, well, what if we made Darling in the Franks? So here we are. I like your idea. It's good.
Thanks.
It's cool. It's spooky.
Yeah.
They harvest memories? Why they do that?
I imagine that it's kind of Truman Show-esque. The people in the simulation are not aware.
Oh, yeah.
And those that are, you know, they really need to be there, they're having a great time. But these younger individuals are there, and they're noticing things that, like, wait, that's not quite right.
A little glitch in the matrix sort of
mm-hmm.
thing.
And so it's like they're not supposed to be there almost, but they've been forced.
Interesting.
And they need to figure out
spooky.
Why.
I wonder if Stephen King knows why.
Well, let's just tweet at him.
Tweet at him.
Help
hey,
us
Stephen.
Figure out
Help
our
us
own
out.
Idea. Okay, so that's mine.
Right, our ending. I like it. It's good.
Thanks.
I'm a fan.
There was the, like, clean bandit fiddly noise, which made me think of... farm.
The fiddle made you think of a farm?
Yeah.
Well, it made me think of a fiddle.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Good segue.
I'll share my idea now for Hear the Wind Sing by G Friend.
Please.
Also, it doesn't stand for good friend. Sorry to mislead you. I'm pretty sure it's like girlfriend. I don't know, though. Maybe it is good friend.
We're not good enough
Either
friends
way,
to find
a child
out.
Learning to play the violin wanders into the forest one day to practice. They happen upon a small grove where a forest spirit is playing the fiddle with much gusto.
Oh.
Exclamation point.
Oh.
The spirit asks the child if they wish to learn the instrument, and thus begins the training under this forest spirit's tutelage. Because they say, yeah, probably. The child
Otherwise,
takes...
the anime just ends.
I'm nah. good. I like Mrs. Krabappel. She's a good teacher.
Yeah.
I learn in the violin real good. The child takes on a few of the eccentric mannerisms of the new teacher as their training proceeds. Not known to them, their training of the instrument, under this magical being, their guidance, imparts wisdom and magic onto them in addition to the fiddle skills.
Ooh.
So now they are getting better at the fiddle, but their newfound forest magics... can start to get in the way of living a normal life.
Mm.
Will they be able to keep their powers hidden, or will they endanger the safety of the spirit by spilling the beans?
Will they be watching all the Harry Potters?
Maybe. Maybe. They watch them and they're like, this is cool. This is nothing like my teacher, though.
No. Yeah, I'm picturing violin, bow, and wand. Similarities.
Yeah. Why not?
I'm also picturing the spirit looks like Groot a little bit, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I had sort of a... Actually, spot on. I was thinking sort of Majora's Mask.
Kind of green, though.
Skell Kid, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. You know, little straw guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
You got it. But foresty.
Mm-hmm. Green.
Green. Verdant.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So that's my idea for this song. It's funny that it was called, like, Hear the Wind Sing, too. Mm-hmm.
I
was like,
that fits the forest. Really well.
Yeah, because I heard the fiddle, and I was like, okay, I had to do something with that.
And cornfields popped out to me immediately. Memories where I went.
Yeah, true. Cornfields.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clean Bandit. Here we are. How do you want to combine...
It's a great question.
Memory, future, simulation, two with violin magic. Dumbledore.
Okay. I have an idea of how to combine.
Do tell.
May I?
Yes. Okay. I just asked you to do it.
I'm just making sure you didn't have one because you got to, like, listen to mine first.
Nope.
Okay. So my first thought, I'm going to make yours Dirk. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Yeah. So the individuals in mine played the song of the wind of the forest.
Sure.
Had that knowledge. Had to leave said planet.
Gotcha.
And whoever's in charge perhaps was ignoring what the planet was saying and the forest and the wind saying, like, hey, we need to do this. It was ignored, and they didn't want those individuals with those powers to remember they had those powers, and so they just shoved them in this weird quiet them kind of a thing. Take out their memories, take out their knowledge. But as they removed those skills, all the other things that they learned in addition to the fiddling or what other... You know, assuming it's like a band of people that have different instruments that they know.
Upright bass, you get a little bongo.
Yeah, so all of those, like, maybe that was ripped, but the little tendrils that grew with the knowledge and the magic, those left imprints that could not be removed because they weren't just memories. It was something deeper. It was a power awakened within them kind of a thing. So... That's the flashes. That's what's making them go, this isn't right. This isn't
the
real.
The latent power within them.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah, because it's... Yeah, because it adds sort of a... Even if it were, like, still mine, it was like the kid had the forest magic within them the whole time. But I like this in terms of it's being these, like, magical beings that you take their memories away and sure, they can't use their powers if they don't know they have them. But they still have them.
Yeah.
I like that.
And perhaps... They were forced to leave the planet, like everyone was forced to leave their home under false pretenses.
Yeah, that sounds good. So it's like they have knowledge of the reason they're somewhere else, but they don't know, like, why, really.
See, and I was picturing they still don't know that they've been moved.
Oh, like they think
they
have
to figure that out of, like, why is this weird?
Gotcha.
You know, this isn't where we're supposed to, this isn't real, actually.
Okay, that sounds good.
So they have to discover that before they realize, like, wait, there's more. There's something.
I think that's cool, too. Well, is there a reason? I'm trying to figure out, like, they're living, like, mundane lives compared to their previous forest magic jamboree bullshit.
Love it. Forest magic jamboree. Ship it.
But, so, what's the point of, I guess, like, watching it if they're just sort of like, beep, boop, I'm a... clerk at a store.
That's episode one.
Okay.
At the end of episode one, we see a crack.
The crack starts.
Allo Westworld when she kills the fly.
Okay.
Something isn't
right.
That's
the thing, man. Season one of Westworld, just copy that.
You know.
I still wish. Oh, man. Okay. Never mind.
That's okay. We understand.
No, that's very good. That's very good.
And so they have to figure out that it's not real, but they have to continue to play so as to not arouse suspicions.
Mm-hmm.
But then they realize they need to go back. They didn't need to leave. That wasn't part of it. They actually need to go back to the home world.
Yeah, I like that. That's very good. So they were taken away. They don't have the knowledge that they were taken away.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff that they were doing on the home planet was literally keeping the planet alive. And, like, the conversation between this group of people, and there's many groups of people around the world, but they were probably all, like, abducted and shipped away or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, this conversation that they were having with the planet was essential to the planet, like, functioning correctly. So they when they do finally wake up and they, like, head back, they haven't spoken to this planet for ages. I don't know, years, months, whatever.
Yeah.
However long it takes.
Because
probably
they
years.
Literally forgot that they did that for a while.
Yeah, so the planet is, like, mad at them, sort of like a beret, you know, like a begrudged...
And are you still picturing that the forest spirit in yours is on that planet? Because that's what I'm seeing.
Is this, so there's, like, one left?
But it's not a human. It's still the spirit, you know, Groot-like. Right. That one's still there. All of its disciples were sent, taken away.
That could be good. Yeah, so there's the one left who's still maintaining the planet from completely obliterating itself, or...
Yeah, but it's not a human. It's the teacher.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
But, like, they're only still, like, they're only the middle point still between the planet.
Oh, okay.
Right? So it's like...
I hadn't thought of it that way.
They teach everyone else how to talk to the planet, but it is still up to everyone to keep that conversation going, and it can't just be one entity doing it.
I'm good
and
with
so
that.
That's why they're spreading this knowledge and sort of magic.
They needed help. They had to recruit.
Yeah.
And when you say conversation, it's music, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. They Hell do like yeah. a sick jam with the planet.
The jamboree.
Yeah. I think that, I just finished the first Earthsea book, right?
Mm-hmm. And which I'm going to read, so don't
say
too
so
much.
It's so good. I won't, just a basic understanding of like the magic in that world is like your... like everything from the smallest rock to a like part of the river or like an ocean or like a lake or something has a name.
Oh.
And so in order to have any power over it, you have to know its true name.
Okay.
And you can call something a river, but that's not the river's name. And you can call the dragon a dragon, but it's not the dragon's name. So it's sort of this conversation. Like that's what's so cool about the magic system in so far these books is...
Also, please don't send us spoilers, because, like, we're in the process of reading.
Please don't do that. Like, everything is a conversation with someone. Like, to best someone and to, like, you know, use the power against them, you know them, like, at a deep level. It's so cool. It's such
that
a cool,
cool
concept. And so I think that's sort of the same thing, where you're knowing the language of the earth. And it being music is really cool and, like, poetic. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
And if it's the song title. Like, that doesn't often happen, but, like, I'm going to lean into that.
I didn't know the song title when I came up with mine either.
Well, so. Neither did I.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so cool.
It kind of worked out. It had a very foresty, fiddly vibe, though. Like, that's when you play the fiddle, you're in a fiddle zone.
Yeah. Honestly, it reminds me of all things... of The Herbs, one of the OG Sims weird offshoot kind of games.
How does it do that?
Because there's a part where you go in the bayou and like play the fiddle against an alligator monster.
Gotcha.
If I remember correctly.
That game's wild.
It really is. You also go to space at some
Why'd
point.
Why'd you leave The Herbs in the first place? The suburbs.
I know.
And now you're in these places.
I do love that game. I've tried to replay it, but like the main parts stay unlocked. So like you can get to space... even if you start a new save.
Oh.
So.
Can you not delete it?
Maybe, but was I smart enough to do that as a child when I wanted to replay it? Who knows?
You still have it. I've seen you boot it up.
Maybe.
You're skateboarding around.
Calling me out. I also had a motorcycle, which was very hard to drive. Anyhow. And like Devil Went Down to Georgia, you know.
Yeah. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, Devil Went Down to Georgia is like a great call out too. Because that's sort of like a, you know. You can best the greatest known evil if you can out fucking fiddle.
Is that what we want the bad to be? There's like a competing planet.
I don't know if that's
entity
necessary.
That I, forced all the people to leave.
It could be that they're trying to instill like a different.
They masquerade as like a CEO of the world and is like, we must leave.
I think that's too similar to a couple ideas that we've done before.
Okay,
kind of the. The Cupid one was like the corporation of Cupids, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm just...
I think if we go that route, we're really touching on ideas that we've already done.
Who's the bad guy? Always corporations.
Doesn't necessarily mean there's a bad guy. But there is somebody abducting all these people. Or maybe something, some...
Because I we'll have to talk about this more. I was imagining that it's literally everyone on this planet. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be Earth. So maybe it's a small planet and there are other little sister planets mm-hmm. that they have their own spirits and they have all this conversation. And together these planets make up some sort of system.
Coalition.
And like that's all good and healthy and they have to be in balance. I don't know, whatever. But this entire planet has been forced to evacuate.
Yeah, except the one remaining.
Yes, because but they're it's
like
not
they can't be taken because they're like, yeah.
Yeah, they're a forest spirit, entity. So in addition to this like simulated world on this spaceship, there's also everybody else who made it out and like is living new space life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's got to be like, some.
Why were they all forced
the antagonist
to leave?
Is rough in this one because it's like it has to be someone. Yeah, like a kinship to this spirit would be like the opposite. Mm-hmm. So I think you're sort of onto something there.
And like, if there are multiple planets that all have to work together, like small planets, mm-hmm. so that all of the inhabitants could fit on like a space station, spaceship pretty easily. If that's the case, then is one of the entities of the other planet trying to take over?
I think that's the most logical.
Is there an entity from a different solar system that like theirs collapsed and they're trying to colonize and so they're trying to get everybody out so they can take over?
I think it's an Occam razor sort of situation where there's multiple planets and there's multiple spirits and one of the spirits already failed to like save their planet by like just being bad at like having the conversation.
They just couldn't. They didn't get enough help and they were maybe too proud to ask and it just all fell apart.
Exactly. So, like, they're not bad, per se, but what they are
doing... They had no ill intent to begin with.
But now what they are doing to these people to, like, hide and it. Choking this other planet...
You know, I hate to bring it back to Interstellar, but Matt Damon, you liar.
Yeah, we got Matt Damon.
The planet.
Really, really fucking shit up. And so they fail... their original sort of test conversation. They can't conversate with their planet. They can't have other people conversate with it. It dies.
Mm-hmm.
They move
on. But
they're
hiding it.
They're hiding that fact. They disguise themselves as someone, you know, human, someone non-spirited.
Okay.
And then steal everyone else from this other planet to try.
And this other planet is the one that our characters are
from.
Correct,
yes. Okay. This is the verdant green planet that is being choked out by this person, but is still hanging on because their spirit actually has a love, has a deeper connection with the planet, has the conversation, musical skills, etc., to have it go the right way. But they can only do so well with themselves and not, you know, hordes and hordes of people actually conversating with the planet as well.
And I have two things.
Mm-hmm.
One, I think it'd be really cool if each planet was like a different element, and that's why it has to be in balance.
And by element, yes, it corresponds to like a different kind of music or a different instrumental sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Okay, so that, and then the other thing, would it make more sense to have this entity that you've described, Matt Damon, who, you know, is screwing up, trying to hide it? Is there an outside force that comes in and is like, hey there, I have an idea. I can help you. Listen to me. Like, is there an outside force that has wandered in on the solar winds and is saying, like, it's okay. And they're using this Matt Damon as a pawn?
Maybe.
I just didn't know if we want an outside force or is it just Matt Damon?
I think it could be either one. I don't really care.
Okay.
Either way, Matt Damon's character has fucked up.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Royally. Has fucked up royally on an internal level and then extends that to everyone else that they abduct.
I'm just wondering if the outside force is like, you go along to another planet, I'll take care of this one for you. And completely like...
I don't think so. Okay. I think Matt Damon just fucked up.
Okay.
There could be an external, but it's sort of...
It's not what you're feeling.
Not what I'm feeling exactly. It's sort of that like... third party, third wheel. I don't really think we need it. Okay. I think it
and
could just
anything,
be an internal
the third
personal
is like
struggle.
Another planet.
Yeah.
That hasn't caught on to, or maybe they have. They've heard.
But that's the thing. I think there's
they went to visit Matt Damon's planet and it went bad.
That could be I don't think that plays into the whole thing, but I think there are other planets that, like, go to Matt Damon's planet and are like,
what?
Why is this dead? This is not supposed to be this way. And then they, like, search for those people and, you know, end up being sort of the help in terms of, like, breaking the Matrix.
I like the idea that at some point, this probably is end series, mm-hmm. but the people from, like, assuming that this main planet is the wind planet, because we talked about the wind.
Yeah, yeah.
They have some players that they're disciples, whatever, that they try and send to Matt Damon. And then the water planet does the same. You know, all of them at the end have to work together, even though it's not their language.
Gotcha.
It's not something they've been taught in. Like, the mix of them together is able to save it eventually.
That's the, like, super end redemption.
Yeah.
Matt Damon goes back to his planet with a bunch of other people who he wronged.
Mm-hmm.
But he's able to start the conversation once again, pick up a flute, whatever, starts playing. Everyone else starts picking up on the tune. Big Jam starts, revives his planet. He is not forgiven completely. He fucked up big time.
He's no longer the planet leader.
Someone else is given that. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, he started it, but he has to, like, give it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Cool. And I think it could even be an super crazy. The planet.
One of the characters?
No. Oh, okay. Like, the planet births, like, a different person.
What if that's when Matt Damon knows he's really messed up? Like, there's another one, and he has to hide that person and, like, exile them on the planet alone, and then he can take
that's
off.
That's gotta be it.
And then he's like, no, don't visit. And so we have this baby struggling to, like, keep it alive.
Oh, fuck.
So if you look from far away, it's, like, kind of okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's this young entity that knows how to keep the planet alive, but not how to make it thrive.
Mm-hmm.
And knows in the back of their head that it takes more than one person.
But no one's there.
But no one is there because Matt Damon took everyone from its own planet and then starts taking people from other planets to try and, like, help. That's cool.
I agree.
That's really cool.
I mean, it was your idea.
So, like, the planet itself, yeah, made someone new because Matt Damon was fucking up so hard.
He was sucking so hard.
That's really cool.
And then feeling the ultimate, like, oh, no.
And it's like they're the same entity, like, race or whatever.
Yeah,
so
no,
they, like,
it's the
look.
The same language that they speak
with
their planet.
So they
planet.
Look even similar. So as soon as that person appears, like, Matt Damon's just like, oh
no.
Like, they know
that
they're being replaced, and they have that just panic full on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they even restrain or,
definitely.
Yeah, like, they, vines, you know, like, build up around this person.
Mm-hmm, stick them in a cave or something. Just like,
something bad happens.
Yes.
That's definitely the impetus for all of this. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go a little, they just go a little sort of, you know, space conquering to try and fix their fuck up. But
instead everyone leaves.
Yeah.
Because they were too effective in their whatever.
Yeah.
And they chase everybody off.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's like they're not, like, chasing. They're just, like, straight up just taking them. You know.
Okay, so Matt Damon is taking them on the spaceship now?
Yeah, something like that, right?
Okay.
They go, he has to go collect people from other planets to try and fix his fuck up, because he's like, well, I need more people who can conversate with my planet, if last ditch effort, but he just, like, takes it too far.
Okay, I have an idea.
Okay.
Matt Damon has everybody leave on the spaceship. The people that have the ability.
Matt Damon's gonna sue us.
Matty Damon. Diamond?
Matt Diamond.
Matt Diamond. Yep.
Yeah.
We're going with that.
That's it.
Matt Diamond takes all these people that have the ability to conversate, has to remove their brains, not their brains, has to remove their memories, the
takes
all
their
of
brains
that,
out. Uh-huh.
Because they need to go to his planet eventually and, like, rediscover it all over.
That's it.
That's
yes,
the plan. He's trying to suppress because he's like, okay. Like, you have the ability, let's just pretend like you never knew about the other place, and let's just go fix mine.
That's it. That's 100% it.
Because I was like, it's not making sense to me.
No.
But now it
does. That's 1,000% it. He takes their ability, the memory of their abilities, so that hopefully
they will follow him.
Yes, mm-hmm. to his mind, they will go to his planet and learn that language.
Yep.
Because they are already so good at keeping their own plan alive. Maybe if he brings all of these people who has, he has brainwashed. And then
all of the just, like, normal population, he just wants them to go live on his planet after it's fixed.
Yeah.
Of just like, okay, yeah, let's just all discover this new planet together. Wow, so cool. And then I will have fixed it.
Yeah. And I like this idea of this sort of, you know, simulation. So he can supplant himself as the ruler of it anyways.
Yep.
And have all these people trying, like, learning these things.
Mm-hmm.
But he's taken their memory. And I think that plays into why it's not working. Is he takes their memory of their powers and then tries to teach them.
Like, for example, if it's only woodwinds.
Right.
But there's only percussion. It's like, welcome to the simulation, everyone. Take a tambourine. But someone, like, grabs a, like, and whittles and, like, yeah, blows into something. And all of a sudden it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
My little, like, panpipe is where it's at.
Yeah. No, that's 100% it. Is the simulation is supposed to be, like, the training for his planet.
Mm-hmm.
But it is 1,000% ineffective because of how latent and strong the power is. But it is very good at making the people forget that they have this power.
Yep.
And so for a while, they're, like, he's just trying to build up, like, an algorithm to try and teach them how to teach his language, but mm-hmm, it ends up just sort of, like, being a sort of mundane grind to not anywhere.
They're not on the planet.
Yeah.
There's no way it's going
to
work.
There's no conversation having. Yeah. You can't have it if you're not there to have it.
Mm-hmm. One-sided conversation's not going to get you anywhere.
It's perfect. That's really good. I like this.
Little tiny wizard clap.
Thanks, Dumby.
Thanks, Dumby. We got one good thing out of the movies at the very least.
Calling him Dumby.
Yep.
With the dumper.
But I feel like this is a good idea.
This is good. I like this. This is really cool.
I feel like we've gotten all the pieces that were loose.
Yes. So I think we finally
got a little package.
I think the replacement was the key.
Yeah.
I know I came up with it, but I'm like, really sealed the deal for me. Like, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I helped think of the fact that he's grabbing these people to put them and, like, brainwash them. Yeah, like, yeah, that. It's all
it clicking. Came full circle.
We did it. High five.
You did it. We did it.
Together. We did it. We've for done sure. It. This is probably one of the most equitable ideas we've had in quite a while.
I think so too, yeah.
Yeah. It's really collaborative.
We've, instead of taking things and destroying other parts, it's all just, like, in one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling good.
It we doesn't probably, usually work that
we
way.
We probably sound pretty proud of ourselves.
It doesn't usually I'm work okay like that either. Because disparate ideas sometimes do not breed, you know,
mm-hmm,
a common
sometimes it's easier thread to just take a chunk out and put a different chunk in and, like,
but that's
call
the show, man. Sometimes it works that way, sometimes it doesn't, and this time it does. But we should think of a title. Yeah,
definitely.
Okay,
what words
would we use?
I mean,
ask?
I feel like music and is a little too, but, like, conversation, planet, memory, it's all very loosey-goosey.
I think memory is a good core term.
Okay.
And then music.
Memory and music?
Yeah.
All right. But let's keep in mind the jamboree. Just saying.
I don't think it's a title word, but it's a word.
It's an episode title.
Oh, all right. You want to do a memory word first or a music word first?
I'll start with a music word.
All right. We'll do a memory word. 3, 2, 1. Remember?
Storytelling. Hey, yo. Remember?
Story time. Is that what you said?
Storytelling.
Storytelling.
Like much more highbrow.
Story time.
Story time.
Okay, switcheroo. 3, 2, 1. Song.
Imprint.
Ah, ooh, imprint's cool.
Isn't that neat? Because the idea of those little tendrils,
yeah,
like they took up that room in the memory brain, and then he's, yeah, trying to fill them with other little tendrils.
Imprint is very cool.
I liked that one.
Very tidily.
Yeah. I felt like anime. That could be good. But I also thought of a full title.
Okay.
And it needs a little work, but Astral Orchestra?
Astral Orchestra?
Excuse me?
Astral Orchestra?
Did I say it weird?
No. I was just combining orchestra and astral orchestra.
Oh, God. I understand now.
Orchestrastral?
Orchestral astral?
Orchestral?
Orchestral.
It's horrible. I'm sorry.
So you don't like it. Got it.
Orchestra? Astral orchestra?
I like the idea of an orchestra, a chorus, you know, a group, yeah, working together in music as are the planets in balance.
Yeah.
That was all.
It makes sense. But for some reason, astral to me is like stars, space. And I was trying to make it
Isn't that what planets are?
Yeah, I know, but, like, if you're trying to make it about the planet, I think I'd want, like, a more earthen word. I don't know.
Okay.
Just something to think about.
Earth Orchestra.
My title word, title
Dirt
name.
Dirt Band.
I thought of a title, and it's sort of like the song title.
Okay.
And it's, like, remembering the wind song or something, you know, something like that.
That makes me think Windfish.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Because hear the wind sing, remember the wind song, winds. Mm-hmm.
What about
song?
Like imprinting the wind or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Could be.
You like to imprint. You like wind.
The wind song's imprint?
That could work.
Yeah. Wind song? Do you like wind song?
It's not my favorite. It makes me think of like wind sock a little bit.
Okay. Brutal.
No, it just sounds like it.
Wind sock. Remember the wind sock. Hear the wind? No. Imprint of the wind? Period?
I mean, it makes... I don't know if we need a period.
Not a period, but...
It kind of makes sense because if you think of, like, sand with wind, it gets the, like, ripples.
And the wind in our world is how audibly you can hear the earth.
Yeah, you can hear the earth that way.
You can hear lava and stuff, but most people aren't hanging around volcanoes.
Probably not the majority.
I think imprint of the wind, though, is pretty good.
Okay.
Because it'd be like, you know, like how the earth would technically speak to you, but you're learning a musical aspect of it, and it's imprinting upon you this knowledge, this power.
And it makes sense if Matt Diamond is attempting to change the imprint of the brain.
Yeah.
He can't
but it's
teach
like
it another element.
His planet was speaking through
something else.
The roots or, you know, something like that. Yeah. Imprint of the wind. Is that good?
I'm cool with it.
I like it too. It's like Valley of the Wind, which I'm a fan of. So
yeah, I mean,
I'll steal that.
It makes me think of Wind Waker a little bit.
Wind Waker, Wind Fish, Link's Awakening, all that good shit.
That's some good shit right there.
Eat that up.
Tasty.
Wind Waker with the baton, you play the wind song. I'm down.
Okay.
Imprint of the wind. Hella good.
Cool.
I'm down. This is cool. This is like True North level. Like
it does feel pretty damn cool.
I would, yeah, I would watch this.
Can't lie.
I like when we come up with an idea that
and we're like, I want to watch. I want this to be real.
That I wish exists, yeah.
Yeah.
That like, I subtly would like pass to a Netflix executive and be like, here, make this happen.
I mean, anyone's, I guess, free to listen to the podcast and reach out to us if they want to use an idea.
If it makes an imprint on you and you steal it unknowingly.
Well, please don't steal it. I mean, come on.
No, I do like seeing ideas, you know, happen in parallel.
Yeah.
That is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, well,
or we're like,
oh,
this came out like 5 years ago.
Oh my god, yeah. We're like, well, we started a couple years ago, and it's like, this manga came out in 2002. And we're like,
well, didn't read it.
Nope.
But
there's just so much.
Great minds. What can you say?
Either way, I think that's the podcast.
I think that's Imprint of the Wind.
Instant anime.
Just add music.
Wait, I did it again. Who do you want to be?
Oh my god.
In Imprint of the Wind.
There are so many options.
But second time, I swear I did that last time, where I tried to end it before casting ourselves in the cameo. But yes.
Do you want to be an old couple living in the simulation together?
Play my song.
Ooh! Imagine if one of the older residents just plays like a folk tune that reminds them.
That'd be fun.
Of some of the stuff, like it triggers a little bit of a memory.
Triggers like a shutdown, because they're like, no, you're not supposed to know that.
Just saying.
That'd be cool.
It's kind of sus if all of a sudden the old man's instrument just breaks and someone rushes in and whisks them away.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right.
They'd be like, here's that. That's it.
Oh, I hope you don't have to die. That's a little bit more sinister.
Makes it a real cameo.
Yes.
Okay, so we're an old couple and we know a song and we play a ditty.
Yeah, I'll play the spoons.
Abducted.
And and you will have a fiddle, presumably.
Yeah, sure, why not?
As a nod to your original idea.
To my idea, why not?
Maybe have a washboard then? What goes best with a fiddle?
Yeah, banjo. Okay. Upright bass.
Because we don't have to play them, because I am not capable of playing the banjo, but it'd be like, let's play the song. Remember this one? Yeah. That's my soft old lady voice, apparently. Here's the song. Enjoy, children of the corn. Because there's lots of cornfields. All right. Too far.
Okay. Well, now we're in it. And now that's instant anime.
Just add music.
I'm Jimmy.
I'm Sarah.
Awesome. We've done
it. Hell yeah, it is. We're awesome. Wait, yeah. What?
I really do like this idea.
I think it's pretty cool. Good.
We've already high-fived over it, so yeah. No more. But I'm going to tell you now about our Twitter.
I was excited to hear about that
Instant
before.
Instant Anime Pod, where we post GIFs teasing upcoming episodes, and the episodes get posted automatically. So you can click there, and it'll send you to our website where you can listen to them there. Speaking of our website.
Yeah, you can check out our website at instantannie.may. It has all of our episodes with clickable links in the description. It's got a sidebar full of goodies, including our Spotify playlist. If you want to listen to this song as well as others that we've used for past episodes, pretty cool. It's got a lot of songs. Maybe not all of them, but it's pretty full.
It's got a good amount.
And
we sort of started using exclusively Spotify, but there's still some stuff that is not always present there. So.
But our playlist of the majority.
Oh, yeah. There. It's missing maybe 10, you know?
That's pretty dang good.
That's pretty good.
But if you want to listen to that, or if you want to add a song to that list by giving us a suggestion to build our own ideas around, you can do that. It's on Twitter. It's our pinned
tweet.
I was like, stabbed. What is that?
Stabbed tweet.
It's our stabbed tweet. It's in the description. You can also find it at... Oh, no, he's gone. Suggest.instantanny.me.
Put it back in.
Oh, no. But we'd love for some suggestions. It's fun for us. Hopefully it's fun for you. And we've got podcatchers, the merch. I feel like that's kind of it.
That's pretty much it. One last thing on Twitter. Just tweet at us, man. Just don't tweet Earthsea spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers, please.
We're like mid-series. Don't do that.
Yeah. I have it on hold at the library.
It'll be there. So I just returned mine. So
it's probably ready.
I'm good to go.
What if I got the same copy as you?
Oh, digital.
The same digital copy.
Yeah, so we got a Twitter. We got a website. If you see any other instant animes out there that are on a social media, it's not us.
It's not.
No one, we're not big enough for people to
we copy have a fan us, account or something.
But don't get any ideas, you crafty bastards. Either way, thank you so much for listening. If you have the time to rate or write a review on your favorite podcatcher of choice, then that would be super appreciated.
Thumbs up to that.
Everybody who has done it, we love and appreciate so much. And last thing is, that's it.
Have a good
one. That's all
one.
I got. Bye.
Thank you.